Medical Monday for you right now with Dr. Bruce Cunningham, your country doc of Cross Lake, and Jeff Radnick of Radnick Insurance Agency of Nisswa. It's Medical Monday. Gentlemen, it's all yours.
Good morning, Jeff. Hey,
good morning.
Hey, I just want to give a traffic update. They just announced that there's a little dusting of snow. I got news for you. That's on top of ice. Be very careful out there. My drive to work was exciting. Fortunately, no major mishaps, but big warning for our audience that hasn't left for work yet. Jeff, I know you have been busy lately, and you offer a very unique service. I'm not aware of any other health insurance agent that has a relationship with individuals that you do. So tell us a little bit about what you have been doing, and maybe share with us a story or two of how you've helped individuals in a way that I know no other agent in this area does.
Yeah, so we offer a different approach to healthcare, which we've been talking about for many years now. It's been in the system. So this is a different approach that it's a solution. It's a solution that that works, especially for those employers out there that are looking for different ways of healthcare. Individuals, it's a conversation. It may not be the right fit for you, but you know, when we do talk about it, it's a different way of looking at healthcare. If you've ever gone in and been a cash payer at a anywhere, provider of a hospital or, you know, even your dentist, anywhere you go, if you go as a cash payer, they're going to give you a cash pay discount. And the reason is they're not dealing with insurance companies. They're not submitting documents and papers and waiting, you know, 12 months to a year to, or 12 months to 18 months to getting reimbursed on that. They're getting, with our program, they're getting reimbursed right away. We work specifically with our members. We have a great assistance, our back office. We have huge support, and we like to try as much as we possibly can with our members as far as working with the providers, you know, getting medical bills taken care of on that. But I always tell people, we're not insurance, and we're not insurance by design, but we're going to pay out like insurance. It's a different program. So you are a cash payer. You're not going to have an ID card, which is okay. And that's a lot of times that's the fear for people, is not having that card to submit. They think there's a lot of work up ahead. They're not sure if they're going to get the care they need. Well, if you go anywhere, I don't care if you have insurance or not, if you have an emergency, wherever you go, they have to take care of you. That is a law. They have to take care of you. So that's going to be taken care of on that. If it's anything that has to be scheduled, there's a scheduled surgery of some sort, and you're on our program, the provider may require some, you know, cash down. If that's the case and it goes over your responsibility that we talked about when we first enroll you, you reach out to our team, and our team is going to help pay it forward ahead of time so that you can go and have that surgery. We do a lot of accommodations for our members so that we can continue the care they need and when they want to have it done, and not have to worry about putting money down on a credit card and waiting to pay it off in, you know, 6 to 8 months. We're going to get it taken care of for you. You're going to get that front. So we want to accommodate where we can. So as far as getting care and getting the services you want done, you're going to get that no different than if you had a traditional healthcare plan. That's just going to be a little bit different approach. So when you go in and they ask you for your insurance information, you simply just tell them that you're a cash payer. And by being a cash payer, you're going to get that discount. They're going to send you a bill in the mail. We have seen situations where there's been some major, you know, heart condition type situations where the bill was over $135,000. But because they were a cash payer, they received a discount and it dropped their bill down to $55,000. All said and done, they had a $65,000 medical bill. Well, on our program, we have a $1,000 deductible. They paid the $1,000. We took care of the rest on that. And so there's a lot of great things of being a cash payer. That right there should tell you a lot, that there's a lot of in between stuff with insurance companies that, you know, there's no reason to be having those high cost services for our medical out there, and that's a lot of our problem. We're getting, you know, good, true, you know, pricing, helping our members out. But we've had multiple types of those events, you know, different events, but large cases where we've seen the price cut in more than half, just because of being a cash payer. It's a system that works. It's a program that works. You have a great company behind you to help assist you. Our team of experts walk our members through the process. They're there the entire time. They deal with one person on this going forward. And so the nice thing, too, is we don't deal with networks. Because you're a cash payer, you can go where you need to. So if you're in a different state or you want to go see a specialist that's in a different state, wherever you want, we don't care. On our end, if you have a medical need, doesn't matter where you're at, we're going to take care of that for you. And so by not being insurance and not taking, you know, we do look up front, you know, we look back 2 years. So there is some criteria we got to look, you know, on before we just enroll somebody under our program, you know, that we want to make sure, you know, we have them in the right spot. But we're taking on people that want to take care of themselves. They want to look at different approach to healthcare. They're willing to look at outside the box than what we're currently used to and knowing. But by doing that and having us to help, and especially working with Dr. Cunningham at Your Country Doc with the direct primary care approach and burning this into our program, it just makes all the sense. And you're getting the care and the need that you want to have. And you're getting services that you want to be able to use. But by not taking on everybody and with the ones that have a lot of big pre-existing conditions, things like that, that they may currently be going through, we're able to keep our costs down. We're able to keep the pool of money in our co-op at a, you know, it's not going out every single day, you know, like healthcare. We have different sources for prescriptions, which prescriptions is probably your biggest healthcare expenses out there on that. And so when we're looking at that, we have avenues for all sorts of, you know, for everybody. For you know, we have people that are on some really high cost medications. Well, we have a team that works with you on finding that low cost, possibly a traditional healthcare plan, because you're on a medication or have a pre-existing condition that we just can't help you on. But we're going to do everything we possibly can on that. I'm always available to my members. I always stay, you know, they have my contact. They have access to me. I'm going to get them in the right direction. I don't have all the answers, but I'm the one that's going to be able to get you to where you need to go and have our team work with you. So the care and help, it's the companies. It's hard. Now, if you've got a connection with somebody at one of the carriers, that's great. But some days, you know, there's not a lot of loyalty. Sometimes you got somebody and then they're gone the next day. So getting the help, finding out answers, we're quick on our end on that, and that's what we like. And we want to service our members the best we possibly can.
Wants to help people, but also looks for people that the company that you work with wants to help people, but also looks for people that are cost conscious, health conscious. They can bring the cost on of overall coverage because people know to say, hey, I'm a cash payer, and the system is built to give you discounts because, frankly, they're going to get paid much faster. Also, by working with direct primary care, a group, both for the person that's the individual because their costs are much lower and for the business that you're working with that provides this service. Hey, I wanted to share with you, you know, my typical day is taking care of blood pressure, diabetes, depression, upper respiratory infections, some muscle skeletal stuff. But that's not all it is. Sometimes it's taking care of complex things are snowbirds. And you might ask, well, why would they join, pay a monthly fee when they're gone for five program? And many of those are snowbirds. And you might ask, well, why would they join, pay a monthly fee when they're gone for 5 or 6 months out of the year? Let me give you a good example. I got a call late last week from a patient who's had a significant cough, and she's in California. Well, options are, I can't help you. You can go to urgent care. You can go to the emergency room. You can find a doctor out there. Or, hey, let's try some prednisone, see how you do on that. I contacted her yesterday. Yeah, I do call people on Sunday. And she's feeling much, much better. Think of what that saved her from having to go into some of those other systems. Now, if it hadn't worked, yes, she would need more therapy. But sometimes we can do a lot with phone healthcare. Second point, though, is we also take care of very complex people. I've got an individual who was extremely sick, and he was no, don't do anything for me. I can't afford anything. And over several days, and with him worsening, we were able to convince him that he really needed a CT scan of his chest. That CT scan showed that he had pulmonary embolisms. That can be a fatal disorder if not treated. I was able to convince him then to go to the emergency room. He was hospitalized for a couple of days, is doing quite a bit better, but they also uncovered that he has some very significant congestive heart failure and a number of things that we haven't completed yet. Now, he doesn't currently have coverage of any kind. He's not on Jeff's program. We really have to work with the social services that are out there. And there are some good programs, including up here, we've got people that will drive seniors to the grocery store, to church, or to medical visits. And actually, he's coming in later today, and this program is helping him get here. Now, I can and have done home visits on him, but it's a lot easier if he comes in here because I just have all the tools here to process him. So direct primary care is a way to redevelop that personal relationship that I think many of us wish we had. And let me give you one more example. Jeff, my wife unfortunately suffers with urinary tract infections, and she's been on numerous antibiotics, and frankly, she recently had one, and we couldn't get rid of it. It was just terrible. I was taking care of her for part of that. We did a urine test. We did a culture. The culture came back that she's resistant to all the first-line drugs. Now, my wife's advantage is she can grab me and ask me questions anytime she needs to. If treatment A isn't working, we can go to treatment B. If B is not working, we can go to C. In fact, we had to go to a very complex medication, not the kind of thing you would expect, but fortunately, she's feeling much, much better. Now, she does see another doctor, but none of that care could have happened in the current healthcare system that's out there. So if you're looking for a more personal relationship with a doctor, if you're looking for someone who cares about you, who will know your history when you call, if you're looking for someone that cares about what healthcare costs, think about direct, honest. We'd love to say, you're going to see me 3-4 times a year. Well, Cross Lake. It doesn't make a difference how far away you are, to be honest. We'd love to say, you're going to see me 3-4 times a year. Well, what difference does the distance make if you can get that care and you can call 24/7 virtually to get care if you need it urgently?
Yeah, that's a great program that the direct primary care has worked so well with our programs. And we have in our program, if you are going to see Dr. Cunningham, we help reimburse a lot of the membership back. Sometimes it covers the full amount. So Jeff Radnick, 218-656-7304. Again, that's 218 during the year. But give me a call, Jeff Radnick, 218-656-7304. Again, that's 218-656-7304.
Use that number because just this weekend I gave out his number again to somebody that was calling and asking what their options are. This is Dr. Bruce Cunningham at Your Country Doc. You can reach me at 218-600-5332.
Medical Monday. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.